Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com. And so men, when they participate, and, you know, there are two groups generally, men who don't want the abortion but who have no legal standing in the lives of their unborn children, and men who either press for the abortion or become passive in the face of her decision. What emotions do men experience after abortion? And I suppose it's different depending upon what his role in the decision was.
Well, I think across the board, for most men, grief is the primary emotion. It's a grief and loss issue. And that grief can be profound. And the abortion can often signify not just loss of a child, of fatherhood, but it's other losses, because so often the relationship ends. Or one's hope for the future, particularly among men who really wanted to see that child born. They have now lost hopes they had for the future. Men may lose self-esteem, or may have to restructure their own self-image because of how that's been damaged by abortion. And this can happen even when men do not press for the abortion. This can happen even when men are passive, which I personally think is very common, that men assume a path and allow the woman to make the decision because they're trying to support her. And at the time, they think that's the best way to do it.
And so as we think about this, that men are experiencing grief, but much like women after abortion, nobody recognizes that for what it is. We also have this phenomenon of the trauma of the experience being dismissed by mental health professionals. The American Psychological Association has dismissed post-abortion stress in women. They say the overriding reaction is relief. And then they throw women under the bus by saying, well, if you have a mental health problem afterwards, you were probably mentally challenged in some way, emotionally challenged in some way before the abortion. In other words, only crazy people are upset by abortion. You believe men, though, are traumatized by this. And tell me about that divide between your findings as, again, a PhD in developmental psychology and a clinical psychiatric nurse, and this official position from the APA that abortion doesn't harm anyone emotionally or mentally.
There is no question in my mind that some men and some women experience full-blown PTSD that is directly related to, is a direct consequence of their abortion experience. We know this is true. We have used valid and reliable measures of PTSD, indicating that some of them will develop PTSD. Others will only have some symptoms but not meet what is referred to as the diagnostic criteria for PTSD. Why the other side won't acknowledge that is because it threatens abortion on demand. And it's that simple. They also like to take all the studies that have been done, and not just the ones pertaining to men now, but women too, and refer that to that group as nothing but junk science. Junk science is repeated in the mainstream media, and people remember junk science and assume it must not be good research. What is not in the mainstream media is the fact that just like their studies, our studies have to go through peer review before they are published in academic journals. And so they do have credibility. And there is no question, again, in my mind, that some individuals do suffer from PTSD that is directly related to abortion. And even if that number is small, and we do not know, we do not have the research to know what percent suffer from that after abortion. But even if it's small, my question to the other side is, should we not be helping them? Should we not be compassionate about what they're experiencing?
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on MyFaithRadio.com.